This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says it was not involved in Sunday's power outage incident at an Iranian nuclear site and is declining comment on Tehran's accusing Israel of sabotaging the Natanz facility. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it has nothing to add on speculation about the causes or the impacts. Iran is now vowing revenge for what it describes as an act of nuclear terrorism that caused an electricity outage in one of the production halls at a uranium enrichment plant. Israel fiercely opposes Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers, an accord that Iran and the new administration of President Joe Biden are engaged in trying to revive after then-U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago. Iran and the global powers engaged in what were described as constructive talks last week to salvage the deal. Talks are expected to resume on Wednesday in Vienna, and Psaki says she expects them to be difficult and long. The press secretary also says the White House is concerned about Russia's increasing aggression on the Ukraine border and that it will be the subject of talks between senior U.S. and NATO officials this week. Psaki says the United States has been watching it over the course of the weekend, the increasing aggression of Russian forces on the border. She says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are in Brussels this week, where this will be a topic of discussion. Psaki also says the Biden administration has struck an agreement with a trio of Central American nations to temporarily surge troops to their borders in an effort to reduce the tide of immigration to the U.S. border. According to the White House, Mexico will maintain a deployment of about 10,000 troops, while Guatemala has surged 1,500 police and military personnel to its southern border, and Honduras has deployed 7,000 police and military to its border. This is VOA.